Do nuclear bombs exist? Your immediate answer is yes. But how do you know? During the mid-20th century, television and movie watchers were bombarded with imagery of what was purported to be atomic test footage. But what were they really watching? They couldn't rewind a videotape or rescan through a video on their computer. So what option did they have but to accept these images at their face value? Now we have opportunity to scrutinize these images to see if they hold up to analysis. Take a look at these trees. Now what was that? And who turned the camera? They're in awfully straight lines, aren't they? Now this must be a different blast because it's coming from a different direction. Wait, now they've put it back. But those are the same trees we saw in the first clip, aren't they? And now this. First they showed us these trees that they panned left on. Then they show us these trees that look like they should be next to a model train. Notice how straight the rows are. It looks artificial to me. Then they show us these trees again. Where's the forward camera? And then back to these trees again. And then they show us what looks to be a real forest that's been chopped down or torn down. Now take a look at this. It's footage of the first H-bomb test called Ivy Mike. Watch how it changes. That's a composite. Then it morphs into this. It looks like a completely separate explosion. Now take a look at the frame before the explosion, and then the one after. These frames were cut together. Why? Then this frame was cut to this, which looks like the sun to me. It looks like they're zooming in on the sun. Maybe a composite because the clouds aren't moving. Then they introduce some sort of liquid. It looks like a laboratory concoction in composite with the sun. Next is Operation Dominic Fireballs in the Yukon. What does that look like to you? Watch it again. It's the sun. Now here's Operation Greenhouse. These guys are getting all ready to see what looks to be the sun again. The sun seems to start to expand. Maybe it's being zoomed in on. They worship the sun after all, Lucifer. So why wouldn't they use him as their greatest weapon? And who headed up the whole program? None other than J. Robert Oppenheimer of the Oppenheimer family, who is reputed to have been the original financiers who got the Rothschilds started in Frankfurt, Germany in the 18th century.
He should do his duty. And to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become Death, the destroyer of worlds."
You're thinking, what about Hiroshima? Is that Hiroshima? Is that Hiroshima? That looks like Hiroshima, but it looks like it's been carpet bombed. Check out this image of Rotterdam. Was that a nuclear bomb? Now compare it to this image of Hiroshima. Actually, this isn't Hiroshima. It's Tokyo after firebombing in 1945. If you accept that FDR might have had foreknowledge of the bombing at Pearl Harbor, maybe you might want to leave room for the possibility that his propaganda machine might have created the myth of atomic bombs. There's no question that the powers that be have ballistics with tremendous explosive capacity. But this shot, for example, could easily be high-volume dynamite. And what are we looking at here? take a look at this house again. Whatever was strong enough to blow it to smithereens wasn't strong enough to even shake the camera. And look how high up the camera position is. Are we looking at another model? Now look at this bus and this car. Whatever's blowing them up is not moving the camera. And this building seems to blow up from the inside. Everything gets blown every which way except for the camera. Except look in this shot, it seems to tilt up a little bit. Now this is one of my favorites. Watch the two guys behind the glass. Who's filming them? Isn't he being exposed to all that rocket fuel? Anyways, I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything. If you're hell-bent on believing that they can blow up the world at the push of a button, then go ahead. But next time you hear a politician justifying the invasion of a country based on the fact that they supposedly have weapons of mass destruction, realize that they're not only lying about the other country supposedly possessing weapons of mass destruction, they also may be lying about the very existence of weapons of mass destruction. And why don't they call them nuclear bombs anymore?
The military-industrial complex finds it convenient to perpetuate the myth of nuclear weapons to exploit the American people. Nuclear bombs do not exist. Think about it. Eisenhower warned the American citizens of the military-industrial complex. They have ransacked the people of trillions of dollars while the education system degenerates. Let's split down the middle two issues. First, Japan, then nuclear energy. In 1945, most of Japan's infrastructure was wood. The oldest wooden buildings in the world can be found in Japan, Nara. To erase Hiroshima and Nagasaki with firebombs was achievable. Is it unthinkable Japan was actually firebombed, and that's the reason for the time delay between each attack? In fact, the Great Fires of Chicago in 1871 took roughly the same amount of time, which leveled the entire wooden city. 3 days. Perhaps that's the reason why the Japanese started rebuilding immediately, regardless of the imagined radiation. As far as nuclear energy, why hasn't it replaced oil? It's a fishy story. People shrug off the reasons why this might be. What about nuclear testing? The military-industrial marketplace sneakily used high-tech dynamite and flash bombs dropped from high altitude. That's the reason for the mysterious white trails near nearly every so-called nuke test explosion. We haven't unloaded nuclear or atomic bombs in 70 years. Are we that rational? Or is the illusion of nuclear arms a way to cash in through taxation like the fake moon landings? Think about it.
Our American way of life. Isn't it grand? Peace, freedom, and bacon and eggs. Seems perfect. But what if it's not? Friends, your future may not be as secure as you think. Where will you be when the atomic bombs fall? You can secure your family's future by reserving a spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault from Vault-Tec. That's right, Bob. Act now, and your family can wait out the horrors of nuclear devastation. And Doris, the vault will have all the amenities of your modern-day home, and it's attractive. And Sally, in the vault, you might meet that special someone, just as you would on the surface. And in a few short years, you and your fellow vault dwellers will repopulate our great country. And Billy, you'll have lots of swell kids to play with. Reserve your family spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault today. Sign up now and prepare for the future.
For your family, in the case of a nuclear...
Do not panic.